We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is cold and wet this morning, but we are not dealing with any snow or ice. KRLD chief meteorologist Ann Brunov says a few sleet pellets are possible, but that's about it. High today only in the 40s. Find out how long the rain will hang around. Get Dan's forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Top local stories for Tuesday, December 10th. TxDOT remains in precautionary mode this morning. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
It's very cold, it's very wet, and TxDOT crews are on standby.
We are ready to respond if accumulation occurs. We have our brining trucks and our pretreatment trucks out there. We pretreated the roads yesterday.
TxDOT's Emily McCann says so far there have been no reports of winter weather, snow, or ice on the roads. Crews are ready and waiting to see if that changes. Otherwise, this morning, drivers will just see typical rainy conditions.
Roads are wet, so give yourself some extra time this morning.
McCann's advice is to drive with caution and obey the speed limit while you're racing off to work. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Meanwhile, cots are being set up at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center as the city of Dallas gives the homeless a place to stay tonight. Pastor Wayne Walker of the Our Calling Outreach Center says they don't have beds, but at least were able to let the homeless stay on the floor to get out of the cold and rain overnight. He says tonight will be a repeat of a couple of weeks ago.
We had about almost 900 spread across the convention center, us, Oakland United Methodist Church, and a bunch of our shelter partners that opened up additional space. Now, that's about 900 in addition to the regular beds in Dallas.
Pastor Walker urges anyone who sees a homeless person struggling in the cold to call police for help. They will send assistance and try to get the person to a shelter. No one was hurt when a fire tore through an Arlington home early this morning. Broke out after midnight at a home on Oak Hollow Drive near Highway 287 and Turner Warnell in southwest Arlington. Heavy flames were shooting through the roof when crews arrived. No word yet on how it started. Damage is extensive. Classes are back on as normal this morning at Seagaville High School following a fight outside the school yesterday. Shots were fired. No one was hurt. Police say a group of high school and middle school students got into it after class. Someone pulled a gun and fired, but no one was hit. Police talked with all five students involved, arrested two of them. There's no word on what that fight was about. The family of a man who died while working at the new Dickies Arena in Fort Worth is demanding answers from the company that manages that facility.
Juan Carlos Julian was 24 years old and worked as a janitor for a contractor. He was at Dickies Arena early Saturday morning when a gate malfunctioned outside, crushing him. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner ruled his death an accident. Christian Julian tells NBC5 his brother was looking forward to Christmas.
He was sitting down on the holidays. He would just get up and start dancing.
Julian's mom spoke through an interpreter and said he was planning to visit his girlfriend in Mexico.
He was very happy, very loving with me. He took care of me.
But they say the nonprofit that manages Dickies Arena is not answering questions about why the gate might have malfunctioned or if it has a safety mechanism. Trail Drive Management says it's deeply saddened by Julian's death and safety is a top priority. Trail Drive Management says Julian worked for an outside contractor and it's cooperating with investigators. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some Dallas City Council members are demanding enforcement of scooter regulations to keep riders and others safe. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
For a while, police were handing out tickets for riders who were not following rules, like riding on sidewalks or in areas that they weren't allowed. But Deputy Chief Thomas Castro says that was inefficient.
That is too time-consuming and a not responsible use of my resources to take that kind of action. I could use those officers to do other initiatives to me, it's not a wise use of my resources.
But Councilman Adam Agu says part of the reason for all the injuries is due to lack of enforcement.
There's got to be a plan for enforcement because, I mean, quite frankly, Chief Hall just caught me running down the sidewalk going to our luncheon. I'm going to make every decision when I'm riding a scooter that puts me in the safest place I possibly can.
Some on the council want the live data that each of the scooter companies has to help with enforcement. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The city of Denton is hoping to widen one of its busiest streets, but doing it may require the seizure of several homes. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The city is looking to turn North Bonnie Bray Street between 380 and 77 from a four-lane roadway to a divided four-lane roadway with the option to expand to six lanes in the future. There are three homes in that path, and the initial design would call for those homes to be seized. However, Ryan Adams with the city of Denton says that design is very preliminary and it is subject to change.
The design process usually takes about 6 to 9 months in total, so we could exceed the design being completed roughly around the summer.
And that would set construction on a path to be completed by 2022. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Nine Dairy Queens in the Dallas-Fort Worth area have suddenly gone out of business. Yesterday, people noticed several Dairy Queens were closed with notes on the doors confirming the closures. The restaurants that are shut down are owned by the same franchisee called Lickety Split Food Services. The affected stores are in Fort Worth, Euless, Hearst, Keller, Grand Prairie, and Roanoke. Monday Night Football, Eagles beat the Giants in overtime, 23-17. Dallas and Philadelphia again tied for first in the NFC East.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.